Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 2nd, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter April 2nd, 2020. The coronavirus will purify us and get us used to sitting at home. For the first time in history, a tiny virus is making such great changes simultaneously around the whole planet, in the whole of humanity. Look at how it has handled all of us. In one instant, everyone gave up and accepted its conditions. Is there any other force in nature? The coronavirus put us all into one community, one system. It's not just a virus, but a special spirit that infiltrates the mind and feelings, creating something common out of us. We understand each other, feel close to one another, and can easily imagine the state others are in. From Twitter, April 2nd, 2020. Mass awakening. Question: you said that the point in the heart was rarely revealed in people in the past, but now it happens more often. Is the massive awakening of points in the heart in a large number of people connected with the establishment of the State of Israel? Answer: it depends on the general development of egoism. It grew within Jewish people a long time ago already in ancient Babylon, and so, they discovered the science of Kabbalah. Jewish people are a group made up of representatives from all the small nations that inhabited Babylon. These were people with a special kind of egoism who wanted to attain the upper world. They responded to Abraham's call for such a development. Abraham, a Babylonian priest, was one of them. Following him, people yearned for their spiritual development. Why did they respond to Abraham's call? It was because their egoism was much bigger than that of the rest of the Babylonians. Since then, over several millennia, egoism has increased in many people, therefore, so many come to Kabbalah. Look at our friends around the world, how they respond to it. Nowadays, a huge number of people, already millions, are interested in Kabbalah. Traveling around the world, I constantly meet people who know, watch, and listen to me. Just a month ago, I was in Greece. I have been recognized many times in different places. The landlady from whom I rented a house for several days said, "I know you. You are from there." The same thing happened in a hotel in Chisinau, the owner of which, seeing me, exclaimed, "Oh, I did not expect at all that you would come to our hotel." And it has happened in many countries. This suggests that many people are already yearning for and are interested in the development of their soul. And therefore, we must disseminate this method through the internet, each in our own language. You will see how much easier it will become for you, because every person you bring will work together with you on a common problem. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. What drives us, our ego or upper love? Question: how can I determine when I am motivated by my ego and when by upper love? Suppose I am angry with a certain person or have a conflict with someone, how can I determine whether it is because of my good intention to help another or if I am motivated by my ego? Answer: if you wish to determine whether you have altruistic impulses, thoughts, desires, or actions, you need to be with a group of like-minded people, called a ten, where you try to tune yourselves to mutual bestowal. You will then begin to feel how incapable and unprepared you are for this. It is actually then that the recognition of evil begins and the realization of how far you still are from spiritual properties. Everything depends on your group work when you are together with friends who also yearn for the property of bestowal, for the attainment and the revelation of the Creator. Start to develop this property between you, and you will see that not only are you not becoming any closer to it, but you are actually becoming further away from it. This is the state that you need to reach. Then you will see that there is nothing spiritual in you for the time being. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 26, 2020. How does the soul teach man? Question. How does the state one's soul shall teach him manifest itself in a person? Answer. It is said that the soul teaches man because the light that enters a soul is a property of bestowal, love, and communication, which we develop in ourselves, acts on this point in us. We begin to understand more about how the world rushes forward and toward which state exactly. The fact is that we do not see this in the corporeal world because our properties are completely unconnected with the vast, integral, unified system of nature. We do not feel it. When we study Kabbalah, we begin to feel this integrity and how it works. Gradually, over many years, and especially recently, nature reveals its integrity, mutual dependence, perfection, and ability to influence us from different angles, support us, etc. When engaged in Kabbalah, a person feels it. This is an amazing picture. It is nature that supports him. He understands that he is in an eternal, perfect state, but he still does not comprehend it. He only feels it a little, like a baby who is already in our world but is not aware of it yet. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. When does help come from the Creator? Question. Is there a way to make the Creator help us? Answer. Have you asked him and he refused? Comment. Yes. My response. So he said that he didn't want to help you? Comment. I don't feel that he helped. My response. And what have you done so that he would help you? It is said that the Creator helps only when a person really needs help. Suppose you lifted a heavy bag of grain onto your shoulders, and it was about to fall down along with you. You would then scream for help. The Creator helps you in this case. Therefore, you cannot just stand and demand help. You must begin this work yourself, and then you will see that when you are in a completely hopeless state, when you can take the next step only with the help of the Creator, you will receive help from him. I assure you. From Kabbalah's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. Period of wandering, part to rising above the egoistic nature. Comment. A group of people who gathered from various tribes of ancient Babylon discovered the upper law of nature and began to call themselves Israel, that is, directly to the Creator. It is said that, thanks to the righteousness of the forefathers, the sons of Israel were successful. During the 400 years of development in Egypt, they received training and tipped the scales to the side of merit. Every person from the people of Israel accepted to practice love of your neighbor as the way to achieve correction. My response, the Jews appeared as a group in ancient Babylon. They continued their development with the help of ever-increasing connection at different stages of the growth of egoism, which increased not quantitatively, but qualitatively. The more they united qualitatively, the stronger they felt the only power of nature, meaning the Creator, which was revealed precisely in the connection between them. Question. Since the Torah is an instruction on how to come to the right communication or love your neighbor as yourself, to the extent that the sons of Israel unite due to the observance of the Torah, they pass their strength or method of connection to other nations. When the other nations will tip the scales to the side of merit, as the people of Israel did 3,000 years ago, then the Messiah will come, meaning a force that pulls us out of egoism. It is said, and all nations will rush to the Creator. It turns out that a group of peoples stand out in nature who themselves must achieve this unity, and then pass it on to everyone else. Why can't it be given to everyone right away? Answer, because by the ability to reveal the Creator, all people are divided into five levels. The group that is most sensitive to this is attracted to the desire to unite in order to develop the quality of unity, the quality of correcting egoism, and discovering the force opposite to it among themselves. And the rest of humanity is gradated on the same scale into groups that are gradually attracted to this. Indeed, among them there are scientists and musicians, physicists, and lyricists, etc. That is, they are divided according to interests, depending upon to what they are predisposed. But all the same, in all these groups, their constant development takes place. In the end, it should lead them to understand that the real development of the person lies precisely in the elevation above his egoism in connection with others. At the same time, they convey completely special properties of nature, its special strength, a special vision of the entire system of the universe. And they really reveal the meaning of their own existence and the existence of the whole world to themselves. Question: that is, we are at the evolutionary stage of development, when we must develop in ourselves another being called Adam, human? Answer: yes. It is the elevation above our animal selfish nature. When we make this transformation, it makes us a human being. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, July 15, 2019.